I am on a mission. I am on a mission to rid the world of crappy marketing tactics. And I hope that you will join me. This morning, Ian talked quite a bit about the future of social media. I want to take you back. We're going to go on a little trip through history and marketing. So I want you to jump with me in my time machine. I did a whole lot of research on this. I collected some audio clips from old radio ads. I collected some video from old TV ads, and I collected a bunch of print ads. And in the effort to keep my presentation within the time allotted, which is going to be a challenge as it is, because 2 hours is not enough, just kidding. We're going to stick with print ads. We're just going to stick with print ads. But these are pretty funny. They're funny. They're interesting, maybe offensive, but we can learn something. So there's quite a few of these. I've got maybe a dozen of them. So I'll leave them up long enough for you to absorb them, and then we'll keep moving. Ford Motor Company. That's an old one. I love this one. I think the idea was you're supposed to pull those straps and the rollers did your chin and gave you a youthful look. I think the only way that would work is if you actually wore that out in public and pulled on the strings. Yeah. All I will say about this is it's Lane Bryant. They're still in existence today. I like this one because all except for the blackjack gum, these are all things that you can buy at the counter at your grocery store today. This one goes back a ways. I like this one because a good marketer understands that the way we connect with people is to tell a story. It's not a new concept. GMC understood that back then. I find it interesting that this far back, sex appeal is used. I mean, we don't think too much about it, we see this, but in that day, this was pretty risque. I mean, you would see that and go, is she wearing anything? Pretty progressive for the time. And really, no comment. Come on, some of you guys have this in your travel bag. I know you do. You get back to your room, you're like squeezing that stuff in your mouth. I don't have any idea. I just like the name Sparkle Donkey. Just wouldn't fly today, would it? How many of you had that console? Wow, a lot of you, yeah. I tricked you into showing your age. That's a lot of storage for a little bit of money, isn't it? This one, man, every time I see it, it tugs at my heartstrings, man. I loved comic books as a kid, and every single comic book had this ad in it. I wanted sea monkeys so bad. And I finally got them. What a disappointment. I thought they were going to lay around and smile and lounge and no. Nasty things, actually. We're going to sit here for a minute. This is the last one, and I want to talk about it. I think we have a problem today. I think we have a problem interpreting things of the past through our current cultural lens. And it happens in all areas of life. And what I'd like to submit to you is that be a little more gracious to those who operated in the context of that culture and be frustrated with the cultural context, not with those who operated within it. And here's why I say that. This got just about the strongest reaction from you guys of anything I showed. And we all know why. Because you, and particularly you women, read this and go, what do you mean? Oh, even a woman can open it. What's that supposed to mean? And rightfully so. And if this ad came out today, you would be in the right to be angered. But let me ask you, And by the way, it wasn't Del Monte that put out this ad. It's this aluminum company. And I'm guessing it probably showed up in Good Housekeeping. Let me ask you, do you think that the Alcoa Aluminum Company would put this ad out if it was offensive? Or do you think they put it out because it was going to have the desired effect? You see, women in that cultural context, whether the cultural context was right or wrong, the women who saw this ad did not react the way you reacted. They reacted with, oh, those stupid ketchup bottles are so hard to open. This would be so nice. I'm going to look for Del Monte next time at the grocery store. So what has happened? The cultural context in which advertising happens has changed, making this offensive today and acceptable within the cultural context that it came out. We need to recognize these shifts and shift with them. And this is an extreme example to make my point. Marketing has changed. We have to change with it. In some ways, I'm preaching to the choir here because that's why you're here. You get that. But let's talk about where we've been and where we are and how did we get here? How did this happen? Let's talk about the cultural shifts in how we experience life. So the progression, it used to be that people experienced life in a community. That's how we got our entertainment and our socialization. We were in groups. We went to community events. They were very, very common, very, very frequent. And as soon as that started to happen around commercial areas where business was happening, what happened? Gary Vaynerchuk says, marketers ruin everything. So what happened? Oh, businesses started throwing up signage everywhere. It's okay. It's not terribly invasive, but a bit of an eyesore. So you couldn't go down the street in a town without seeing signs everywhere. But that was the beginning. As time progressed, and kind of in conjunction, we experienced life as extended families. Fortunately, our families weren't advertising to us. But then it moved to the predominantly we experienced life with our immediate families. And in the old days, they would sit around the radio, and they would listen to radio theater. And I am so familiar with these because my grandpa had all of the recordings. And as a young boy, I would listen to them. So The Shadow and Dragnet and actually, my name comes from an old radio show, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, which started as a radio show and ended up turning into TV. But what happened? Marketers step in. We got commercial breaks and interruptions. How frustrating. We're there to hear this theater on the radio as a family, waiting to hear what happens. It stopped right in the middle. And we got to listen to something and come back to it. And I think in those days, it wasn't a frustration. It just was the way things were. Then TV came along. Still experiencing life in the group of the immediate family. And, of course, frustration starts to compound. Now we see it everywhere we go. We're hearing it on the radio. We're seeing it on TV. How frustrating. Then they invaded our phones. Telemarketers calling all the time. Frustration's getting worse and worse. And they're just everywhere, interrupting and annoying us. and those messages become less and less and less effective. So it just grows worse and worse and worse and worse. Somebody's phone. I'm sorry, guys. Hello? No, it's not a good time. No. How much? Yeah. And if I order it, I get the free purple Santa hat with the wireless speaker built in? Yeah, yeah, let me get my credit card. No, I can't do this right now. I'm sorry, guys. Just the interruptions, the constant interruptions, right? So here's the progression. We experience life in groups and communities, and then as an extended family, and then in the immediate family, and where are we today? We experience life as individuals. This is a massive, massive change. We sit around, we've gone from sitting around as a family and every person in the family watching TV in the evening to many families going off into their separate rooms watching their own screens. This is a huge shift. And advertisers that continue to advertise to the previous way people experience life are missing it. Look at all these things, and you guys could probably all come up with a list different than I did. You know, what is the Fitbit about? My personal health. Tablets, smartphones, Netflix. What happens when you log into Netflix with your family account? Which person is watching? So I can customize the experience for you. I can bring up what you were last watching. I can bring up your watch list. We now have the ability with the internet to do personal research. We put in our earbuds or our AirBuds, and we're all in our own individual world all the time. Pandora, Spotify, all customized to us, totally changed the experience of radio, where you're just stuck with listening what they tell you you should be listening to. It all caters to the individual. Are you catering to the individual? What this has led to is personalization, which has given us control, and giving us control gives us the ability to demand. I want things this way because I can now. Marketing is in a state of disaster. There's too much noise. We have annoyed and angry consumers. And so, buying habits have changed. Enough already. So what are we going to do? What if we could address the individual, target those who are interested, and instead of chasing them down, have them come to us? That would solve the problem, wouldn't it? So in to save the day comes inbound marketing. And I venture to say, I know the answer. How many of you know the term inbound marketing? Okay? So there's varying degrees. Some of you are like, don't really know the term. Some of you are very familiar with it, and probably a lot of you go, yeah, I hear the term tossed around. What is it? Well, another term for it is content marketing. We also could say that it's digital marketing, but not just digital marketing. It's digital marketing done strategically. So here's a quick 3-minute description for those of you who are going, I know the term, but I'm not sure. Watch. I didn't say listen, I just said watch.
The marketing world has evolved dramatically over time. The Mad Men era of traditional marketing is considered too old school now. Try to remember the last time you purchased an item or service. Did you actually wait for a particular commercial to pop up on TV? Did you call a salesperson to ask about their service? Nope. You probably did what most people do nowadays. You went online and you did your own research. You may not be aware of it, but you're already part of this modern revolutionary marketing process. It's a fundamental shift in the way we do business in this high-tech, super-connected world we live in today. It's called inbound marketing. It's a marketing strategy focused on attracting, educating, and empowering consumers via relevant content that actually helps and guides them until they are ready to purchase your product or service. But to understand inbound marketing, you need to understand the buyer's journey first. The buyer's journey is an active exploration or research process that a buyer goes through prior to and leading up to the actual purchase. It's made up of three stages: awareness, consideration, and decision. When you feel those first symptoms of a problem, also called pain points, you're in the awareness stage. You'll tend to do some high-level research to understand or identify whatever it is you need or what you're going through. Then the research bug really kicks in after this stage. You'll find that you're now researching your options, discovering various solutions, and analyzing all these simultaneously. This is called the consideration stage. Then finally, when you've Googled and racked your brains enough, you'll reach the decision stage. This is when you've ultimately decided on a solution, and now you can compare vendors to make your final choice. Inbound marketing is all about creating relevant and remarkable content tailored to the audience at each stage of the buyer's journey. This means you'll be helping the buyer by understanding their problems and figuring out how your brand can truly fit their needs. This is the inbound way of building trust and brand love. Content can take many forms, such as blogs, ebooks, infographics, landing pages, white papers, and what you're watching now, video. Content within context, that's inbound marketing. Adopting an inbound marketing strategy will make a considerable impact on brand awareness, lead generation and nurturing, and cost reduction. It will also educate prospects on your product or service and speed up the sales process overall. The next videos cover more about creating and making.
Does that resonate with you guys? Let me ask you, when was the last time you guys were going to make a significant purchase, say an appliance? And so you picked up the phone and you called the local appliance store, you called Sears or whoever, and you said, hey, I'd like to make an appointment to come in and talk to a salesperson about my options. No, what do? You begin your research online. You have pretty much made your decision by the time you talk to anybody about a purchase, right? That's the culture we live in, and yet so many marketers are still marketing as if people bought the old way. It's crazy. Okay, so let's talk quickly about inbound marketing. So this is a social media conference, right? Your social media strategy has to be part of a bigger strategy. It has to be part of a bigger picture so that it makes sense, so that it's getting results. Results beyond follows and likes, so that your results actually are collecting leads, nurturing those leads toward a sale, and making a sale and growing a business. That's the ultimate goal, right? How do we do that? So this is, you can search inbound marketing online and this graphic will come up, and you'll see, you know, in a Google image search, you'll see a million of them. The whole idea is that we want to take a stranger to become a visitor to some one of our online properties, to convert that visitor to a lead so we have some of their information, so therefore we can continue to reach out to them, nurture them to the place they buy from us and become a customer, and then ultimately become so thrilled they become an evangelist for us, they become promoters. And the way we do that is we attract strangers. That's part of your step in social media, getting people to notice and then click and come to one of our properties. Then we want to convert them once they're on our site or a landing page or something, say, hey, I am offering something so valuable that you're willing to do a micro purchase here, and the only thing it's going to cost you is your name and your email address. And then once we have that, that's when the real work starts. And you begin automating, you have an automated process that leads them through an education, not a salesy type thing, an education that nurtures them toward the place where they're like, you know what, I'm willing to listen to you with regard to maybe engaging you and buying from you. And then they become customers, and then you continue to take care of them to the place where they end up promoting you themselves. We're not going to talk about this, but these are the various elements that can be used at each stage. This is a real fast overview of inbound marketing. But what I want you to come away with is that all this stuff that you're learning, particularly about social media, has to be part of a bigger plan to truly impact your business. And inbound marketing is the right methodology to use. So what's the takeaway? It isn't enough to have great content. What does that content accomplish? You had to have a plan or a strategy that turns the people that are interested in that content actually into leads, where you know who they are and you have the ability to reconnect with them. And continuing to use those leads to provide value. So I want to come back to this one. A lot of times we think some of this stuff is a new concept. But if you really study this, this is pretty interesting. What's going on here? A free booklet. Send us your information and we'll send you a free booklet. And now we'll have your contact information so that we can continue to send you things. Now, what's probably different today than back then is those continued contacts would likely all be hard sales, right? And today we've learned that being authentic, providing valuable information is what gains us trust and eventually a sale. Let me give you some quick case studies. So, Students for Liberty, after just 6 months of inbound, they doubled their monthly web traffic. They got 27,000 new social media followers. How many of you would like to have 27,000 new social media followers? And 2,000 new contacts from that social media. Contacts being leads. I have information that allows me to contact them again. Hugely successful. The stuff works. The National Fatherhood Initiative, I'm not sure the scope of time here, but they had a 40% increase in web traffic, 5.3 times database growth of new constituents, database meaning I've got your contact information, and an 11% savings on their marketing budget. Folks, it's time for a change. How are you going to reach this guy who's so frustrated by the constant interruptions? You won't. But she's on her device. She's doing research. She's looking for what you are offering. So why not get in the path of those who are looking for what you're offering and then provide value, not a coupon. Not a buy from me, value. And then gain that trust to the point where you can send that coupon or you can offer your product. Listen, don't be out of touch. So how do you get really great at inbound marketing? Let me give you some resources. So online resources, you've got HubSpot.com, they have training, they have certifications. HubSpot is gaining such a name in the marketplace that a certification from HubSpot is a significant boost on your resume. And their inbound marketing certification is exceptional and not terribly difficult. Now, some of their others get really difficult because it's just great information. But I would encourage every one of you to give yourself 30 days, make it a goal, go to HubSpot, go to their academy, take the quick course, and get your inbound marketing certification. Anybody in the room have that? Awesome. All right. Other resources, digitalmarketer.com. They also have training and certifications. Socialmediatoday.com and MarketingProfs, all excellent resources to learn about inbound digital marketing. All right, books. There are a lot of great books. But let me just recommend four of them. And they're kind of at different stages, so let me explain them quick. Inbound Marketing has been out for a number of years. It's written by the guys who started HubSpot, Brian Halligan, Dharmesh Shah. If you want a high-level introduction specifically to inbound marketing, that's the book for you. David Meerman Scott, The New Rules of Marketing and PR. Phenomenal. I give this to prospects and clients. Phenomenal. Written a number of years ago, updated just last year, sixth edition. It is a little bit deeper dive on every aspect, social media, video, just everything you would need to know about how to do digital marketing today. Phenomenal book. I love it. The next two books, Inbound Content and Inbound Organization, are the two, they're two of four books in a series that all came out 2 days ago. These are the Inbound Content book is a really deep dive. All right, if you're looking for, okay, I got it. I understand what inbound marketing is. I've actually been doing it for a while. I would sure like something to give me the nitty gritty, step by step, how have things gotten complicated in the last year? And how do I react to that? That's this book. Fantastic. And then the last one is the Inbound Organization. If you go, you know what, I'm all on board, but I need my company to kind of get on board too. Because if you get a whole company behind this concept, the sky is the limit. This book, The Inbound Organization, which is the one that I'm giving away, is the book that you need for that. Again, the slide to win it, there's the email address. Shoot me an email. I will pick one of you, but I also will email all of you with the updated slide deck, the resources, etc. The resources are actually not in the slide deck that I sent to Brianna. So I'm on a mission to rid the world of crappy marketing tactics. Will you join me? Will you join me? All right. I want you to take the vow. All right, so let's read this together. I am a marketer. I'm not hearing you. Come on, read this with me. I am a marketer. I am not an old school marketer. I will not be stuck in the past. I will not use outdated marketing tactics. I will use social media as a part of a larger strategic marketing plan that turns strangers into delighted customers. And just the men, ladies, be quiet. Men, read this with me. I will pass any new bottle of ketchup to a woman, knowing that she is likely more capable of opening it than I. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Preston.